at 6:01 Eastern Time, and he's on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere, rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk, and pop track from the has-been, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-were's from the 50s to the present day. My name is Alex, and I'll be serving up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill-outs. 855-915-WMFO, that's 855-915-9636. If you want to throw me off my rhythm, I don't always get to the requests that week. But hey, I'm going to say, Mr. Shoes is the one with all the interns.
I pay them nothing and they're happy for it.
They're lucky they get nothing. Anyway, let me get into it. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
Oh, you shouldn't do that. Oh, you shouldn't.
pals either. There was one girl I met. She told me I reminded her of someone who used to bother her.
This is Robbie White from Silver Spring, Maryland, and I love listening to Alex and the Desperate Hours because then I can steal all the great songs that he plays and play them on my own radio show. Thank you, Alex.
I walk in the house.
14 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Station wants you to know the medical mistakes claim tens of thousands of lives a year. Help reduce your risk. Visit www.ahrq.gov. This is a message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, AHRQ, and the Healthy Skeptics here at WMFO in Medford. Oh, yeah. I'm explaining away this first set of the evening. Back me up. For the month of May, backing track is St. John the Cardinals and Rampage. Track released on the Shorefine label, 1965. I think they doubled as a canner as well. Anyway, you just heard the Detroit Cobras and My Baby Loves the Secret Agent from the Seven Easy Pieces EP CD. Came out in 2003 on Rough Trade. Before that, The Music Machine from 1966 originally. And Trouble was originally on Original Sound. I got off the Best Of thing. Turn On the Very Best of The Music Machine. Came out in 1999 on Collectibles. The Trogs before that. And I can't believe my good fortune. Got the first LP for a buck. The Trogs did I Just Sing. 1966 on Fontaine. I believe that made it a either a French or a Canadian release. The Sorrows opened up the show by request for Richard from Winthrop and Take a Heart. I got off the Nuggets 2 box set, Disc 1. Came out in 2001 on Rhino. Originally released on the Piccadilly label in the UK in 1965. Yes. Got some interesting stuff coming up in this second set. Hey, you know, if you're on Facebook and admit it you are, all you got to do is go to the Desperate Hours and WMFO Facebook page and like it. I already invited somebody this morning. I think she's shy. Anyway, so check that out. If you want to relive the horror, all you got to do is go over to the WMFO web page. All you got to do is go over to schedule, go to Thursday, scroll down to Desperate Hours, Alex. By the good grace of DMCA, the last 2 weeks of archives are there, as well as a playlist. I also link them to the Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page. I mean, if you're shy, you might get lost. So I link them there. So check that out. And I'll tell you about the bumper later. Until I start getting a steady supply of them, I'm never going to stop plugging them. Never. These are the Desperate Hours.
I'm Joe Lacey. I'm an illustrator, and I draw fun and wacky characters for toys and books. But no matter how hard I try, I can't come up with a character more fun or more wacky than Alex on the Desperate Hours, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
Stardate 2434.2. First Officer's Log. On a routine patrol flight in the Milky Way galaxy, I discovered on our space sensors an unidentified planet careening wildly in an eccentric solar orbit. I ordered an immediate investigation and, with much difficulty, maneuvered our ship for a temporary orbit. Upon beaming down to the planet's surface, all I could see were ruins. Ruins of some type of civilization. Crumbled buildings, deserted streets, charred vegetation, all covered with a thick layer of dust, which our scanners indicated as intensely radioactive. I proceeded to make a thorough survey of the area. According to my calculations, I could tell that some recent phenomenon or holocaust had occurred and destroyed whatever advanced civilization had existed on the planet. I found no sign of life. As I made my way back to the ship, I heard a sound. It came from a cellar in one of the nearby buildings. Carefully and slowly, I found my way to the source and discovered a human being. Or rather, what once was a human being. A scarred, disfigured man lying in the rubble. When I questioned him, he told me that this had once been a great world. They had abundance and plenty. Intelligence, beauty, love. There was enough for everyone who lived there. But the inhabitants were never satisfied. They wanted more. They wanted everything. And they started to quarrel amongst themselves. They could not live in peace. And they tried to destroy each other. In doing this, they destroyed everything. Their abundance, their plenty, their own intelligence, their beauty, their love. He told me that so far as he knew, he was the only living thing left. But that he knew he was dying. When I asked him the name of the planet, he replied, "We called it Earth."
Girl, I love. You hurt the girl I love. Yeah. hurt the girl I love.
Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Okay. Let me tell you what I just played. Just heard The Coachman and Too Many Reasons. A track was an acetate that appeared on the compilation Psychedelic States, Missouri in the 60s, Volumes 1 and 2. Came out in 2017 on Gearfab. I have no recording information on it. Well, I can only guess it was 1966. Before that, the Phonograph 4, and it's spelled F-O-N-O-G-R-A-F, 4, and Don't Throw Stones. They're from Cheshire, Connecticut, on the Aesthetic label in 1967. I got that off the compilation 60s Rebellion Volume 2 in 1993. Going out to Joe Lacey with his wife, Darlene. put out a nice book, a really neat book, on Leonard Nimoy's musical career, five albums on Dot, and some musical appearances. You should check it out. It's on one of the largest retailers in the world, think Rivers. Just check it out anyway. And Visit to a Sad Planet, track originally released on Dot in 1967. I found the reissue of Mr. Spock's Music from Outer Space. A reissue came out of Verisara Bond. The Avantes before that kicked off the set, and I Want to Understand, track originally released on the Samron label in 1966. I got off the compilation Wake the Neighbors. Came out in 2003 on Psychedelic. I believe that was a New Zealand compilation, a New Zealand compiler. Anyway, you want to be a star, you want to be the idol of handfuls and handfuls of people across the internet and around the Boston area, all you got to do is make me an ID. What you do is you mention Alex, the Desperate Hours, and WMFO and all the possible combinations, and your name, stage name acceptable, your general geographic area or planet, how appropriate, and your claim to fame or lack thereof and all their possible combinations, make a WAV or an MP3 out of it, and email it to coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. That's coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. Or, like I say, if you're on Facebook and admit it you are, just message, like, well, first of all, like the Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page, and then message it over there. Anyway, I have no more to say. Well, I got more to say, but none of it makes sense. These are the Desperate Hours.
Yes, we are high. We are very high tonight. What I like to do with acid is put it in my mouth and splash it around 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 and splash it around.
Hi, this is Mike Murray from the Whole Lotta Shakin' Radio Show in Rochester, New York, and you're listening to my partner in crime, Alex, keeping rock and roll alive one record at a time, right here on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
Talking, and that's what I got to say. You still think it matters? Ain't gonna sit down in. I reached my conclusion. Only stock conclusion. That's one thing I can do without. I'm not talking, and that's what I got to say. Call you. I'm
talking. That's what I gotta say. I can do without. I'm not talking. That's what I got said.
Drop your arms to the sides of your body. Place your fingers in home key position. In typing, the space bar is struck with the right thumb only. The left thumb is held loosely under the left palm. Place your fingers on the home keys and hold the left thumb under the left palm. Hold the right thumb about 1/2 inch above the center of the space bar. Keeping the other fingers on the home keys, strike the space bar with the right thumb each time I say space. Ready? Space, 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 space.
7 Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Okay. Tell you what I just played. Just heard Space Cowboy by the Steve Miller Band from the Brave New World LP. Came out in 1969 on Capitol. Well, that, Chesterfield's Kings, the Chesterfield Kings from their 1994 CD on Mira. I'm Not Talking. Channeling Mose Allison and the Yardbirds and anybody you can think of. Anyway, from the name of the CD was called Let's Go Get Stoned. The German Bonds before that, We're Out of Sight. I got the compilation Pebbles Volume 24, came out in 1988 on AIP. The original release was on Polydor in Germany in 1966. And then was some mumbo jumbo from Pebbles Volume 7. Bonus track. And then we kicked it off with the Jackson Investment Company and Not This Time. They've had a few tracks compiled in the past. Originally released on the Paris Tower label 1967. I got off the compilation 60s Rebellion Volume 6. Came out in 1993 on Wayback. Okay, this next set's going to take us past the point of no return, aka the halfway point in the show. We hope you're digging it. And if you don't, you know the drill. These are the Desperate Hours. There's something wrong with the balance on one of these turntables. Anyway, let me cue something else up.
in case of fallout? You put it back in again with shorter strokes.
You better take my advice. Girl, you better think twice. I got my eyes on you. See everything you do. Don't try to snow me.
Hey kids, this is Mal Thursday of the Mal Thursday Quintet and the Mal Thursday Show, formerly of Mal Thursday and the Cheetahs and the Malarians, if you were around in the 80s. You are listening to Alex Piondis on the Desperate Hours on WMFO. And I gotta say, Alex is one of my favorite MFOs.